Zechariah.
Connection to this Amud. Because of this Amud in Gemara, I ended up in Tells.
Wow.
Somebody didn't want me to go to Tells and sent me to take a Bechina by Rav Abba Berman. And he was going to Eretz Yisrael with a group of people. They started the yeshiva in the Geul over there, on the corner. What's it called? Iyun HaTalmud. So he was going with a group and he wanted me to join that group, this person. So I was in high school and I prepared this Amud. And I remember saying over this Tosfos. And after I finished, he said, "No." That's it. That's all I know. That was the end of Rav Abba Berman. It's because of that I went to Tells. So I have a special kesher to this Gemara. If I would have known something more, I never would have gone to Tells.
Where, yes?
What?
Where otherwise?
Rav Abba Berman. He would have accepted me. He said, "Call me in a few years." Okay, I haven't called him back. Okay, we're not going to learn the Tosfos, so. Okay, we're up to Yud Beis Amud Beis Nechasim She'ein Bohem Me'ila. Right, in order to be Chayiv Nezikin, the thing that you damage has to be something that doesn't have Me'ila. Where it says Me'ila Hu D'Lesbu, just as there's no Din Me'ila Hab Mikdash Kochi. Mashma that it could be Kodesh, as long as there's no Me'ila, you're going to be Chayiv for Nezikin. Mantano, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, B'Kotchim Kalim, V'Aliv Rabbi Yosei Aglili. It goes according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, and it's talking about Kotchim Kalim. Person is Makdish Shlamim. So the halacha is that there's no Me'ila on the Shlamim until it's Shechted, and then there's a Me'ila on the Emurim, because obviously the rest of it is eaten by the Kohen and eaten by the Bailim. The only part that goes on the Mizbeach is the Emurim. And while it's alive, it's still considered money, property, of the person who was Makdish it. So Rabbi Yosei Aglili holds that Kotchim Kalim have a din of Re'ehu. They're a din of Mammon of the Bailim, and there's no Me'ila. So even though they're Kodesh, it's a Shlamim, if you damage that animal, you chayiv to pay. The Amar Mammon Bailim Hu, the Tanya, Umo'al Omal Bashem, Rabbos Kotchim Kalim Shem Mamona Divrei Yosei Aglili. Right, it says Umo'al Omal Bashem. It says what's it called? First, it mentions the Kichesh Bamiso Zirashi. Meilahu Deboinan De Lo Lahavi Behum Benachosim Shani Chayiv Benezikin. Ha Isi Less Behum Ila Afagav the Mikdash Kotchi Ani Chayiv Benezikin. Kagon kachim kalim she'ein bohem me'ila mechayim ela be'emurim la'achar zrikas dam. Kedarsin reseches me'ila. Like we said, that there's no me'ila while the animal is alive. Only after shechita there's me'ila on the emurim. So even though it's kodesh, since there's no me'ila, if you damage your shlamim, you're chayiv to pay. Man tana de mechayim ben zikin im hizik shor shlamim shalchadero moment bailein v'shor re'eo karinim be. Why do we know that kodshim are mamuya? Because it says shor re'ehu velo shor shal hektish. So here it's considered shor re'ehu. It's considered mamun bailin. Umol amal bashem, the kichesh ba miso. Gabi shvuas hapikodin ksib. A person has a pikodin, he denies having it, he swears falsely, and then he admits. So he has to bring an asham, he has to pay back the pikodin, plus an extra fifth, plus an asham. He has to bring an asham. So the chachamim over there hold that it has to be what's it called the kichesh ba'amiso and not something that's kodesh. Rabbi Yosei Aglili holds no. Here we see something that could be kichesh ba'amiso. It's something that belongs to your friend and umol amal bashem, and it could also belong to the Ribono Shel Olam. What is that? Kotchim kalim. According to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, kotchim kalim are considered the property of the person who made the korban. Who was makdish the carbon? L'rabos kachim kalim. Hodich si bashem l'rabos kachim kalim. Shim hifkid behema shlamim etzel chadero. Person gave somebody else a shlamim to watch. The keeper, and he denied having it. The nishba, and he swore falsely. The holder, and then he admitted that he swore falsely. So mishalim karen v'chomesh v'osham. The afagad v'kachish shemayim enishboim aleihem. even though a regular what's it called, a chatos, you wouldn't be nishba, right? Because kalim are considered the property of the person who made the who was makdish the carbon, and kachim is not. So this halacha would not apply to kachim kadoshim, but according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it applies to kachim kalim. Sheheim amonam shel chaveiro, the karinim behu b'ashem v'kichesh v'miso v'kichesh. That to call that it's a partnership. The Rebbe shel olam owns the eburim, and the bialim own the carbon the party's going to eat eventually. Okay. Mar says, v'hasnan, we have a mission that says not like that. Ha-mekadish b'chelko, the person's mekadish and isha, with his chelik, bein b'kotchim kadoshim, bein b'kotchim kalim, right? He has a chelik in the carbon, a kohen. Or Yisrael has a chelik in the shlomim. And he's mekadish and isha with it. Ain't a mekudeshes. It's not his money. Why? Because, we'll see in a second, mishulchan kavoa kazachu. Because when you're eating that, it's not that it becomes yours. The rabbanus invited you to eat by his table. It's his. He's giving you the right to eat it, but it's not yours. Versus lema de lo Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Let's say this goes not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that if when the animal's alive, what's it called, you have a share in it, so that same share, lecha'ora, should continue on after the animal shechted, and you get to eat the part that you get to eat, or the kohen gets the part that he gets to eat. Mar says, afilu tam Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ki omer Rabbi Yossi Aglili mechayim. When did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that kachim kalim are the property, it's a partnership between the person and the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that's only while the animal's alive. But once you shecht it, it becomes totally the property of the Rabbanu Shalom. I, the Bailim, and the Kohen can eat part of it. The Rabbanu Shalom gives you permission to eat from his table. But once it's shechted, it becomes totally the Rabbanu Shalom's, and even the parts that the Kohen and the Bailim can eat is not theirs, it's just that they have a right to eat it. So if they take it and they're Mekadesh and Isha with it, she's not Mekudesh, it's not their money. Marisa El Sirashi, Ki Omer Rabbi Yossi, HaMekadesh Isha Bechelko, Ki Omer Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Mom and Bailim Havi, Mechayim, Shachrayis Walav. The reason is because you're responsible for that carbon, so it's considered like your property. Right? If it gets lost, you have to replace it. Avala Achar Shchita, Ki Zochu, Bein Kohanim, Bechazi Veshov, Bein Bailim, Beshara Basar, Mishulchan Gavoa Zochu. But once the animal shechted, and becomes a carbon, then even the parts that the Kohen eats and the Bailim eat are not their money. They're being invited by the Rabbanu Shalom to eat at his table. Okay. Mara says, even when it was alive, did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that it belongs to the person who's bringing it? The Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Lo Shonu Ela Bechor Bismanazeh. Yetiva de lo Zochu, Lak Rova, Ishlu la Kohanim Zechia Gavava. Avazman Shabes Hamikdash Kayim, the Chosi Lak Rova, Lo. Right? The Mishnah says that if a Yavu Bechor, so Bisman Hazeh, you can't, what normally from the Torah, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, if you have a Bechor Tam, so you give it to the Kohen, and he brings it as a Korban. If you have a, what's it called, bechor bal mum, so you give it to the Kohen also, and he eats it regular. Right? That's bisman beis hamikdash. Bisman hazeh, you give a bechor tam or a bechor bal mum to the Kohen, and if by a tam he waits till it gets a mum, and then he can eat it regular. It's not fit to be a korban anymore, and you can't therefore do anything with it while it still doesn't have a mum. You put it out to graze, and hopefully it gets a mum. So bisman hazeh, if a kohen is mekadesh an isha, right? You can sell bechor mocher no sol tam chai. If it's alive, what's it called? And it's a tam, you can sell it, and a kohen could sell it. Ubalmum chai b'shachon. If it's a balmum, he could sell it whether it's alive or shechted, because it's his thing, and you can be mekadesh an isha with it. And Rav Nachman Barabba said that's only in the time today when it's not a korban. Right, then the Kohen owns this Bechor, right? Because he's been waiting for it to get a mum. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when a Bechor Tam was fit to be brought as a Korban, the Kohen couldn't sell it, and he couldn't be Mekadosh Anisha with it. So you see, even though Bechor is Kochim Kalim, you can't be Mekadosh Anisha with it, even from when it's alive. I was the Eishli Ravala of Nachman, and Rava asked of Nachman, who Moal Mal Bashem, the Rabbos Kochim Kalim, Shem Amon, the Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Right? And you see that what's it called? That there's a question on Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who says the Kochim Kalim do belong to the person whose carbon it is. Or Meshani Ravina, the Bechor Bechutz Laaretz, Valiba, the Rav Shimon. Ravina answered that when Rabbi Yosef Aglili say that it's your mamon, that's only a Bechor in Chutz La'aretz. But, and Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon holds that the Omar in boats, mimim yikravu, in bo in l'chatchila lo, l'chatchila a Bechor tam, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you don't bring what's it called, you don't bring it to Eretz Yisrael for Hakrava. If you brought it, you're makriv it. But since it's not omed to be makriv, so it's considered the mamon of the Kohen. But the Maisa, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the Maisa is Mashma, that what's it called, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in Eretz Yisrael, even Rabbi Yosef Aglili would admit that it's not your mana. So how can you say that Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds the Kochim Kalim belong to you, right, what's it called, by a Bechor? Rama says, then Isa, the Chiyom Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Mamonu Mechayim, Lishni Ha Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Ha Rabbana, right? They, what's it called, let it answer, no. That Mishnah which says that you can't sell it is according to Rabbanan. And the one that says that Michaim you could sell it is Rabbi Yosef Aglili. But you see, Rabbi Yosef Aglili wouldn't hold like that. You had to come to say that it's talking in a Bechor in Chutz La'aretz that you can't bring as a korban. But if you could bring it as a korban, it doesn't belong to you, even according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Mara says, Matnes Kahuna Kamras. Rabbi Yosef Aglili was talking about a person who was Makdish Shlomit. It's Kochim Kalim. So since he was Makdish, it's his animal, it remains his animal until it's shechted as a korban. Remains his, as shutfis with the Rabbanu Shalom. It's called Re'ehu. But Matnas Kahuna, the Rabbanu Shalom made this Bechor Kodesh. Not the Bailim. It's Kodesh Mirechet. Matnas Kahuna. Right? Shani Matnas Kahuna, Dichi Kozachu, Mishulkan Gavah Kozachu. There, the Kohen, it wasn't the Kohen's animal that he made Kodesh. The Rabbanu Shalom made it Kodesh. And he let the Kohen eat it. So then, even Rabbi Yosef Aglili admits that kind of Kochim Kalim, where the Bailim didn't make it Kodesh. It was Kodesh from before, Matnas Kahuna, like a Bechor, right? The Torah gave that to the Kohen. It doesn't become the Kohen's money. Rashi. Bechor Mochrin also, Bizman Hazek, Kidamoki Lola Kamon, Ba Kohen Mochrin Rosla Kohen. The Kohen sells it to another Kohen. Tam Chai, Velokeach Yamtin Achipo Mamum, and the person who buys it lets it go out and graze until it gets a mum, the yishchatenu, and then he could shecht it and eat it. Aval tamim shachut lo. You can't eat a bechor, even bizman hazeh, that's still a tam, and you shechted it. The ein lo takana, el kvuri, you have to bury it. The osur bahana, the kochim hashchutim bachutzu. Because l'maisa, it's an animal that should be brought as a korban, except you can't bring it as a korban because there's no beis hamikdash. So therefore, if you shecht it, it's osur bahana, shchut echutz. Umekachin bo kohanim esoisha, the mamonin who, the bailiff shall bechor, hainu kohen. Mishanolen ha bechor shalohu. As soon as the bechor was born, it belonged to the kohen. Moses says, lo shonu the bechor chai, havi mamon bailim, kishahutam elabizmanazeh. This halach only applies to bizmanazeh when you can't bring it as a korban. It's impossible. Zachia begavayu mechayim. The eishve garcinan shehe mamono, afilu bizman shebezakishkayim. Lechori for Yosef Aglili holds that even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Kochim Kalim, which could be brought as a korban, but as long as they're alive, they belong to the Bailim. Why didn't we say it's not talking about Bechor Chutz La'aretz, it's talking about Bechor Bizman Beis HaMikdash while it was alive? You could sell it, and you could make a shenisha with it. To hakrod the b'shuvus hapikodin bizman shebeis hamikdash kai hu demechayev le'yoshem. Right, the pasuk that Rabbi Yosef Aglili darshens. The kichesh b'amiso, u'mo'ala b'ashem, the kichesh b'amiso, that it's talking about Kochim Kalim, is for sure talking in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Torah says you bring in Asham. So it's talking in a time when there are karbonos. And still, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that the shlamim belongs to the bialim. It's the same thing over here. Let's say that the bechor belongs to the kohen, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, even when it's alive. Why didn't the Gemara answer that? Why did the Gemara have to say that it only belongs to the kohen bizman hazeh or a bechor chutz laretz, which is not shayach hakrava, or l'chatchila not shayach hakrava? Meshani Ravina, Hacha Diktani Demam and Bailen Hain, Bibichor Anolad Bechutz Lorets, Bismana Mikdash Askimen, the low Koylak Rava. Valibad Rab Shimon, the Omer Sechas Tmura, in Bo Bechoros Mechutz Lorets, Israel Tmimin Yikruvu, Bo in the Chatchila Lo, Elayiru Achistavu, you let that a mum, the Hilka Chiva de Lavlak Rava, Koy having Mama Koy. Only a Bechor that's not going to be brought as a carbon belongs to the Koy. Why didn't the Gemara, if Rav Yossi Aglili holds that all kochim kalim, when they're alive, belong to the bialim, why didn't the Gemara say this is going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili? And when it's alive, it belongs to the kohen. The Isa the Michayim, Om Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the moment bialim heim, kiniktani masnisan, the chayoven al niskan, the okimnik Rabbi Yossi Aglili, lishni radino, ha Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rav Nachman, domek rabbonin. Rav Nachman said like the rabbonin. Why didn't he answer that? Must be that even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it doesn't belong to the Kohen, even when it's alive. Mar says, Matnas Kohuna Komras, Bechor, the Esrim the Arba Matnas Kohuna. Bechor is one of the 24 Matnas Kohuna. Truma, Meiser, all the things that Rabban Shalom gave to the Kohanim and Leviim. The Hilkach Ochma Ravina, Lahadar of Nachan Kurbyosag Lili, the Ihu Nami Mode Beha, the Chosman Shabayish Kayim, Mishulkan Gavar Kazachu, the Kohanim, Vafilo Mechayim. Even Rabbi Yossi Aglili admits, the only kachim kalim that belong mechayim to the bialim is ones that they made hektish. But if the Torah made it hektish, the Rabban Shalom made it hektish, the bechor, and he gave it to the kohen, it doesn't become his money. That even mechayim, it doesn't belong to the kohen. The chomer of Yosef Aglili, moment bialim hein b'shlamim chomer. The bialim Yisrael of zochulu mechayim mishulchan gavoa. There, Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that while it's alive, the bialim own it mamish. It's theirs. Right, the huad the tirus ravina the Rabbi Yossi Aglili the bechor bechutz laoritz below tirus b'shlamim. Right, why in the answer is talking about shlamim, not bechor bechutz laoritz. Shlamim Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds is yours. Right, the sefer the brisa mukhruk the bechor kamari, because that brisa is for sure talking about a bechor, because the sefer says diktani lo amar ben aze ela be bechor. Benazay milsid Rabbi Yossi kamefarish lekamei farish milsay. Right, the end of that brisa says that it's only talking about bechor, and the meisa. Therefore, that brisa you can't say it's talking about a shlamim, and therefore we have to say that even Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds a kachim kalim, belong to the owner, is only kachim kalim that the owner was makdish. But if it's something that was given to the kohanim by the Rabban Shalom, even kachim kalim, even when it's alive, doesn't belong to the kohen. He just has a right to eat it after it's brought as a korban. Okay.